My Lords, I congratulate the noble Lord Turnbull for securing this debate, and I am horrified once again by events in Jerusalem today, and of course send my sincere condolences to the people involved. I was horrified too by the treatment of Mohammed Omar, prize-winning journalist who had briefed parliamentarians here this week before attempting to go home to Gaza, only to be beaten unconscious at the Allenby Bridge, whilst an official from the Dutch embassy who had facilitated his visit was waiting for him. I'm horrified by the rockets from Gaza terrorising Israelis, the suicide bombers. I'm horrified by the helicopter gunships on their deadly missions, the monstrous security wall, the checkpoints, the permit systems. I'm horrified by and do not condone any of these things. But I can understand why they have happened. What I do not condone or understand is the relentless expansion of the settlements on Palestinian land in defiance of Geneva Conventions. What I do not condone, but have tried to understand, is the failure of the international community, despite strong words of criticism, to take action against Israel. And I am beginning to understand the power of the Israel lobby, active here as well as in the USA. AIPAC, the Friends of Israel, the Board of Deputies. The vindictive actions they take against people who oppose and criticise the lobby, getting them removed from positions they hold, preventing them speaking, even on unrelated subjects in my case. I understand their methods. I have many examples. The constant accusations of anti-Semitism when no such sentiment exists to silence Israel's critics. If Israel is not persuaded to obey UN resolutions and especially to start to dismantle the settlements in the West Bank, anti-Semitism will again stalk Europe. Israel will never have peace, the world will never be free of terrorism unless this problem is resolved first. Attacks on Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran next. They are not the answer. They have created more terrorism. The answer is a peaceful and just settlement for Israel and the Palestinians. And Israel holds most of the cards.